Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
We all have to eat. How do you manage your grocery budget? I'll share some of my best tips for managing your grocery budget in today's episode. You know, we don't talk about money enough. It's a topic that gets ignored for some reason, even though it plays a role in everyone's day-to-day life. This issue is what brought Money Talk with Skylar Fleming to reality. I know you're probably busy and don't have time to research and learn about all the things that go into personal finance, but that's where this podcast, Money Talk with Skylar Fleming, comes into play. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. I'm here to do the research and learn about all the things that go into personal finance. The goal is to simply get us talking about money. So let's get talking. Hello, and welcome to today's episode of Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. In today's episode, we're talking about groceries. I'm going to walk you through some of the ways that I use a very fantastic app to manage our meal plan, our grocery order, some tips and tricks and ways that you can manage your groceries better because we all have to manage how we eat and that sort of stuff. But there's going to be some great video recording walkthrough on the video version of today's episode. So make sure you're watching this on Spotify or head over to my YouTube channel and check out the video there. But shout out to everyone who's left a review so far. Thank you to everyone who's also watching on YouTube and liking and subscribing over there. So be sure to check out the episode on YouTube, like, comment, and subscribe, all that awesome stuff. The money talking points for today's episode are, how much money could you save by meal planning? And two, do you have any recipes laying around the house that you could add to Paprika 3 to start meal planning today? With the money talking points in mind, let's get right into today's episode. So let's define today's topic. Like I said, we're talking about groceries. We're going to talk about something that relates to everybody because everyone has to eat. So I wanted to create an episode where I talk about in depth with you about how me and my wife manage our grocery budget. It's a little tiny facet to a financial life that impacts everybody, but it's one that with some optimization can play a huge part and a huge difference in your wallet. I have some great tips and some content to show you on video, so be sure to head over to YouTube, search Money Talk with Skylar Fleming, and watch how I meal plan and what apps I use over there. We're going to be talking about meal planning and grocery order tips, tips and tricks, the benefits of talking about groceries, and much, much more. But first, what's the impact on you? Let's get right into it. So the impact on you, before I present the numbers and get into all of it, I want to lead with the fact that for just me and my wife, that's what these numbers are for. So if you have a larger family, or if you're the only person, you may need to adjust these numbers. But I wanted to share some numbers of how much money my wife and I spend on food, and then maybe you can scale it to your family. So this is just for two people. But over the last 12 months, my wife and I's average grocery budget is $231.68. And if you quickly do a Google search, the average two-person household can expect to spend $510 to $820 per month on groceries. That's a 54% to 71% savings compared to the average. So my first recommendation from this is to consider how much money this could save you. There could be a lot of money sitting behind the scenes waiting for you to start meal planning. Think about the idea of cutting your grocery budget in half and tell me that doesn't get you excited to learn more and start trying some of these strategies. So let's dive next on how you can implement this and how you can use the Paprika 3 app to start meal planning. So be sure to head over to YouTube or keep listening, and you're going to get some great tips on how to start meal planning. All right, let's dive right into Paprika 3. So I'm going to be recording this on my phone for you to all see, but here's what the app icon looks like. So download it on your device or on your computer. Make sure you have this app because it is really awesome. Let's start right at the beginning with recipes. So recipes are really quite amazing because you can store everything you need here. You can search it, you can categorize it. There's a lot of great ways you can utilize this. You can categorize it by what kind of meal it is, whether it's a dinner, whether it's in your air fryer, all sorts of things. I can even keep simple things on here because you'll see later when we add them to our meal plan, it's really easy to export to your grocery list. Importing is also very easy. So if you had a recipe that you wanted to add, let's say you just go over here to the browser, you can paste in the URL. So let's say right here we have frozen air fryer hamburgers. And then right here in the bottom, you just click download and it will download the recipe from any number of those websites. I know for me, going to recipe websites is very confusing and frustrating because you have to scroll and scroll through this narrative that they've told around this recipe and ads, so many ads. But you just click download and you can see here, boom, it's ready to go. So we hit save right there. You can categorize it and all sorts of fun things there. You can clean up the directions, but I'm just going to close out of this one since I already have it saved. But next, let's move on to the grocery list. So you'll see right here, you can have a grocery list. We'll name a test one here for you. So here is our grocery list. Yeah, really simple. You simply type up here at the top. You say, let's say you need sour cream. It'll even give you some sample ones. Let's say you need cheese or cheese sticks. So boom, it gave you a sample one. Really nice and easy there. But next, let's get into where it really gets fancy. And that's with Siri and meals. So you can also just tell Siri to add things to your grocery list. So let's say you are randomly going through the fridge and you're like, oh, we need milk. You just say, Siri, add milk to my grocery list in Paprika. And that's all it takes. It'll confirm back to you and say, add it. And that's really all it takes. And boom, that's right on your grocery list. So next time you go to the grocery store, it's there in one place with everything else. But there's also this pantry feature. We don't use this right now, but this is something that's great for keeping an inventory of what you have at your house. Then it's really easy to say, oh, we already have that, because you can very easily export and transfer things between each section of the app. So when you add things to the grocery list, you can immediately move them over to the pantry once you get them, or you can add things from the meal plan, all sorts of different ways. But let's talk about the meals. This is the bread and butter of where you save money. You can add breakfast, you can add lunch, you can add dinner and snacks all to the calendar. This saves so much headache. And when we don't know what we want to eat, it's so much easier because we've planned ahead of time and we know what we're going to have. So we don't have to worry about finding something to cook because we know all of the ingredients are already in our house and ready for us to cook. This is where a ton of the time savings comes in and stops us entirely from impulsively eating out. So let me show you the meal plan here. The meal plan is really simple. So let's say right here, October 23rd, yesterday when I am recording this, we have black bean corn tacos on the calendar. We know the ingredients are in here because we've meal planned ahead of time. My wife and I meal plan 1 month at a time. So I will come in here, I will add every single month by clicking this plus, add recipe, I find the recipe. Let's say we want this garlic potato wedges. You select the date. So let's select it for next month. Let's say we're starting to meal plan for November. We select November 1st. Next, you select which one you want it for. So if you have recipes for breakfast, lunch, dinner, or snacks, you'll see how you could apply this right here and it'll color code them and everything. It's really nice and fancy. I'm not going to add that right now, but that's how you would add a meal. So you'll see right here, we have a breakfast and dinner on at the same time. We have leftovers typed in as a note so that we know we're eating something that we've previously cooked that should be leftovers. But right here, we also have a breakfast item. And the really, really nice thing is when it comes to creating your grocery list from this meal plan, because it can be painstaking to go through your entire meal plan, figure out what you do and don't need. But really, this is all it takes. You click these dots in the bottom right corner, add to grocery list. Once you click that, it will take all the meals that are currently visible on your screen. So for me, I have the month view selected. If I were to hit add to grocery list, it would add all of the ingredients from the recipes that are built into the app right to my grocery list. Super easy. Then I just comb through it and I walk through my fridge and kitchen real quick and say, oh, we already have that. I know I already have that. Boom, saves us a ton of time. Menus are also something that's super cool. So let's say you have a meal that is 2 or 3 days long, or you have some sort of one day plan together that you want to put into a meal or a menu, excuse me. So let's say you build a menu for, let's call it main, dinner, breakfast, something like that. Name it something better than that that's more relevant to you. You can select how many days you want it to go for. And then you can simply come in here, save it, and you can add a breakfast, lunch, or dinner for this menu. And then you can easily add this menu to the calendar and it'll automatically fill out however many days you selected for that menu. But yeah, that's the Paprika 3 app. There's a lot of great features in it that I don't even use, but I want to start using. The pantry is one of them, and menus is another one that I'm already immediately using. It's really gonna save us a ton of time. Menus are gonna save us time from putting in leftovers and all those sorts of things. I can just add one menu to the calendar and it fills in multiple days at a time, speeding up my process even more once you start using the app more and more and more. How else can you implement some tactics to improve your grocery shopping and managing your groceries? One is by grocery ordering. It saves a ton of time, keeps you out of the stores, keeps you away from impulse buys, those end cap items that are expensive and are driving your attention right to them. You don't even have to worry about them. It saves you money in that aspect because you don't buy things you don't need. And make sure when you're doing grocery pickup, turn your car off. Don't harm the environment with idling, but make sure you're doing the free grocery pickup instead of the expensive grocery delivery. So here's the overall outline of what a meal plan looks like for my wife and I. I sit down, I put an event or a meal on every single day of the calendar, put some breakfast options in there, and then I export it to the grocery list. I go through our kitchen to see what we already have, what we don't need to order, look for some other maybe non-meal plan items like lunch meat and bread and things like that that maybe don't show up on a recipe per se. Then I take that grocery list, I put it in a Walmart grocery order, a Walmart pickup order. I schedule my time, I go pick it up, bring it home, put it in the fridge or wherever it needs to go. And then just throughout the month, we make meals when they come up. It's super simple and easy. My wife will always joke with me when we step in a grocery store or step in Walmart, I'll be like, wow, I haven't been in here in months. And she's like, I knew you were going to say that, because we don't. We stay out of the stores because we do pickup. We plan our meals around a certain schedule. We plan it with intention and it makes it way easier. Couple quick tips. This takes practice. I've been doing this for almost 2 years and I still mess up. Ask my wife about our recent month-long trip in Vernal, Utah for a clinical rotation for her. I had to make runs to the grocery store often because I forgot stuff. And that's okay. You'll get the hang of it. There's even still features I don't use after 18 months to 2 years of trying this out. The other tip, like I said, I don't use every feature, so you don't have to use every feature right away. Don't overwhelm yourself thinking you need to figure out how to use every single thing that's in the app. I'm almost 2 years in, haven't used every single feature. And ask for help. I'd love to sit down and say, hey, what are you doing with your groceries? Let's talk about it a little bit. How do you use this app? Let's talk about it a little bit. Let's have a conversation about either Paprika 3 or groceries or meal planning. Maybe we can share some tips because you have a really great tip about bulk buying. I'd love to hear those because that's not a thing that my wife and I do right now. We buy everything 1 month at a time and that's how we roll. But next, I want to talk about some recommended recipes to get your list and Paprika started. So my favorite and recommended recipes are really mainly featured in episode 50, where my wife and I talked about our top slow cooker meals and how we meal plan. So that episode is going to be a great supplement of information for this one. So go back and check out episode 50. But I wanted to share my first 5 favorite meals, and I would love to share the recipes with you, which are all found on my website on the blog post for episode 50. But if you want to reach out, I'd be happy to share you the recipe directly through Paprika, and then you can import it right into your app and start meal planning. So my top 5 meals are first, shredded chicken, 2nd, pesto mozzarella chicken pasta, 3, chili, 4, cracked chicken, which honestly probably should be a little bit higher in the list, and 5, potato leek soup. Those are all awesome recipes. I love the slow cooker. It's a game changer for being at work. Get a smart plug. please reach out to me if you want to learn the best strategy for a slow cooker with a smart plug. It's game changing. And I tell it to everybody and they were like, wow, I never thought about that. That's such a great idea. But next, I want to talk about an online article from NerdWallet about 14 tips to try to save money on groceries. Okay, let's go through the 14 tips to try to save money on groceries. First, check what you already have and make a list. To me, this one's essential. You have to go to the store with a list, or you have to go to the online ordering page with a list, or who else knows what you're going to come home with. But also try to take some time to prepare that list and then rest easy at the store knowing you know what you're going to get. And then take it easy, because if you think you forgot something, it's probably already at home because you spent the time making the list. Limit your shopping trips. That is the second tip. This goes back to my grocery pickup option. Don't go to the store 3 to 2 to 3 to 4 to 5 times a week. Keep it simple. Go once a month, maybe twice a week if you need to, but limit the options. Make sure you're planning for multiple weeks at a time so that you're not at the store every other day. And 3, stick to your list. This is in combination with 1. Make sure you know your list, stick to it, trust the effort that you've put into creating your list. It's going to save you a lot of time and money when you have a list and you stick to it. Just like Santa Claus, check it twice and then stick to your list. 4, pay attention to prices. Don't just buy something whenever you need it without looking at the price. Make sure you're considering price when you decide if you really need it or not, especially if there is something that you're considering as maybe a little bit of an impulse buy. At least look at the price. 5, buy the Sunday paper. Why buy the Sunday paper? Well, NerdWallet says it's for the coupons. I'm indifferent about this one. I don't do a lot of couponing. We're still able to save plenty of money on our groceries without doing it. So if you're into it, go for it. 6, avoid online grocery shopping. To clarify what NerdWallet says here, they say avoid online services and subscriptions. So if your local grocery store is offering a free certain amount of grocery order pickup option, then do it. That'll save you time and money by cutting down those impulsive purchases to nearly zero and make it so you don't have to wander around the store looking for different things. But save money by not doing delivery with like Instacart or something like that that's charging you delivery fees, that the price isn't even the same as what it actually is at the store. But make sure you're choosing free pickup options before you do anything else with online grocery ordering. Because if you have to charge a fee or something like that for it, don't do it. Stay away from the fees. 7, calculate your burn rate. I don't pay attention to how long things last for us. That's because we buy what we need when we need it, and we make sure we do it 1 month at a time so that I know each grocery trip is going to last us 1 month. But you could pay attention to this for sales, or if you know if something's going to run out soon, you know when you need to buy it. But that's just something to consider. 8, follow your favorite brands. This isn't one that I do, but if someone does it, please let me know how it goes. Do you get good deals from following your favorite brands on social media or through email marketing? Send me an email or leave a comment on the YouTube video if you find this one is really helpful. 9, try out generic labels. My wife and I keep a list of generic things that are actually worse than the name brand, and we stay away from those. There's, guess what? Only 2 things on the list. So stick to the generic brands for everything else. It really will save you money because it's going to be just as good a quality and way cheaper. 10, use credit cards strategically. Since my wife and I only do grocery pickup through Walmart, we use their Walmart Capital One card, and we get a very good 5% back on our groceries. That adds up very quickly and is very easy to use as a credit right directly on your next order or as cash back, or they have some traveling portals, all sorts of ways you can use that cash back. So make sure you're paying off the credit card in full every month, because that 5% back isn't worth it if the 20 to 30% interest is being charged. 20 to 30% interest is far greater than the 5% back you're going to get on each charge. 11, establish your local supermarket circuit. I think this one's a waste of time. If you know somewhere something is super cheap, go for it. But I don't really want to spend the time saying, I need to go to this store for this, this store for this, this store for this, this store for this, and make this big round around my city. I just want to go to one place. So maybe that's a time-saving measure. Maybe it could be a cost-saving measure if you wanted to try it out. If you do this, let me know how it goes. 12, consider a wholesale membership. I actually think the exact opposite of this one, especially if you don't have a super large family. I don't know the math behind having a large family and when a wholesale becomes valuable, but if you're a 4-person family or smaller, I think you need to stay away from the massive prices that buying in bulk can bring. Sure, it's possible to get cheaper prices per unit when you buy in bulk, but I've had friends tell me that their wholesale club membership was leading to a much larger grocery budget and extra food. So you might be able to save with some careful meal planning and intentional buying at the grocery store versus buying way more food than you need for a way higher cost than you really can bear. So really, when you're considering the wholesale membership, don't just consider buying it. Consider not buying it and see what kind of cash savings you can get there. Number 13, look at the price per unit. If you don't do this already, you gotta start. If something's cheaper on a per unit basis and you will use all of it, you have to choose the one that's on a per unit basis. Unless there's some situation where you cannot afford the slightly higher cost for the cheaper per unit basis, but I would say go with it 100% of the time. Always buy the bigger block of cheese because you're probably gonna use plenty of cheese. Number 14, understand the sales cycle. If you wanna go the extra step, pay attention for the time of month or year when prices may be better and then do your shopping then. I don't pay a lot of attention to this one, but this really is in line with buying vegetables and things like that that are in season. Yeah, pay attention to the sales cycles. It could end up saving you a lot of money. But let's talk about the money talking points next. The first money talking point is how much money could you save by meal planning? Like I said, it's probably maybe 50 to 75%. And if you're even getting close to a 50% savings, then that's going to make a real difference towards your financial goals. You're going to find a good chunk of change that you could throw at credit card debt, that you could throw at an auto loan that you need to pay off, all those sorts of things. Think of the money you could save by being intentional with a little bit of your time when it comes to meal planning, and I would be happy to help you get started. The second money talking point is, do I have any recipes around my home that I could add to Paprika 3 to start meal planning today? It's very likely you have some sort of Pinterest board or a bookmark folder on your phone or a web browser that's full of a bunch of recipes. Get the Paprika 3 app and start importing today. Get those recipes added and get your first meal plan on the calendar. Meal plan 1 week just to get started. Then export it to your grocery list, add it to an online order, and you're well on your way to saving a ton of money with proper grocery management and meal planning. But let's wrap up today's episode next. I hope you took a lot away from today's episode. I know preparing for this episode that I even learned some new things, so I'm sure there's been some new takeaways for you in today's episode. There's some awesome features in the Paprika app that I talked about today that I'm excited to start using. And I hope there's some features that I use that you're excited to start trying out. I'm really excited to keep leveling up my meal planning game, and I hope you are as well. I think you'll find some real savings from the tips in today's video and today's podcast episode. Speaking of video, if you're listening to this episode on audio only, be sure to head over to YouTube to see examples of what I was talking about within the Paprika app directly. There's likely a lot of great things heading towards YouTube, so be sure to head over there and subscribe so that you don't miss anything when it comes to Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. But if you found today's episode valuable, please leave a 5-star review. Hit like or subscribe. Hit all those fun buttons in whatever app you're in. It helps rank the content higher and helps me find more people like you who want to listen to this podcast. I would greatly appreciate if you would do that and share with a friend and have a money talk after today's episode. But thank you for listening to Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. This show is provided for informational and entertainment purposes and may not be specific to your unique situation. Please be sure to do additional research before making any financial decisions.